1. What did the thieves steal?
What exactly is missing, sir?
I thought the thieves had taken the television set because it wasn't in its usual place in the dining room. Then I went to check my CD player and CDs. I keep them on an antique chest of drawers. All the CDs were on the floor with the CD player, but the chest had completely disappeared. It wasn't in the garden either, which is where I found the television.
Right, sir. Well, can you give me a detailed description of it?
Now listen again.
What exactly is missing, sir?
I thought the thieves had taken the television set because it wasn't in its usual place in the dining room. Then I went to check my CD player and CDs. I keep them on an antique chest of drawers. All the CDs were on the floor with the CD player, but the chest had completely disappeared. It wasn't in the garden either, which is where I found the television.
Right, sir. Well, can you give me a detailed description of it?
Two. What present will they take?
We ought to take a present if we're staying for the weekend.
Let's get something a bit different. People always take flowers, and it's rather hot for chocolates. What about something for the children, like a DVD? Or some unbreakable glasses they can all use outside or on picnics?
Good idea. And let's get a jug to go with them. The children have probably got lots of DVDs.
Now listen again.
We ought to take a present if we're staying for the weekend.
Let's get something a bit different. People always take flowers, and it's rather hot for chocolates. What about something for the children, like a DVD? Or some unbreakable glasses they can all use outside or on picnics?
Good idea. And let's get a jug to go with them. The children have probably got lots of DVDs.
Three. What will the woman eat tonight?
Hotel York.
Hello. I'm staying in your hotel tonight, and I'm arriving quite late, about 10:30. Will there be any food available in the hotel?
I'm afraid the restaurant closes at 10 o'clock, but the bar does burgers and chips until midnight. And there's always the pizza place opposite, which stays open late. Or we can bring sandwiches to your room, if you prefer.
Fine. I won't want to eat burgers or pizza at that time of night.
Now listen again.
Hotel York.
Hello. I'm staying in your hotel tonight, and I'm arriving quite late, about 10:30. Will there be any food available in the hotel?
I'm afraid the restaurant closes at 10 o'clock, but the bar does burgers and chips until midnight. And there's always the pizza place opposite, which stays open late. Or we can bring sandwiches to your room, if you prefer.
Fine. I won't want to eat burgers or pizza at that time of night.
Four. How much will the girl's ticket cost?
I'm travelling from Banbury to Whitney tomorrow, and I need to be there about 10 in the morning. Can you tell me when the trains leave and how much a single ticket is?
The 8:35 train gets in at 9:40. That's £12.65 for a single. The train after that leaves at 9:10 and arrives at 10:15. That costs less because you're travelling after 9. The fare is £10.45.
I'll take the second train. Just after 10 is fine. Thanks.
Now listen again.
I'm travelling from Banbury to Whitney tomorrow, and I need to be there about 10 in the morning. Can you tell me when the trains leave and how much a single ticket is?
The 8:35 train gets in at 9:40. That's £12.65 for a single. The train after that leaves at 9:10 and arrives at 10:15. That costs less because you're travelling after 9. The fare is £10.45.
I'll take the second train. Just after 10 is fine. Thanks.
Five. What is the grandmother's job now?
My grandmother always wanted to be a teacher when she was a little girl, but she had to leave school when she was 14 and help her mother clean offices and shops. When she was in her 30s, she went to college, but she had to work as a waitress in the evenings to pay for her studies. A few years later, she finally got the job she'd always wanted, and she's done it ever since.
Now listen again.
My grandmother always wanted to be a teacher when she was a little girl, but she had to leave school when she was 14 and help her mother clean offices and shops. When she was in her 30s, she went to college, but she had to work as a waitress in the evenings to pay for her studies. A few years later, she finally got the job she'd always wanted, and she's done it ever since.
Six. Which button has the boy lost?
I've lost a button on my favourite shirt. I could see that it was loose when I put it on last night. If it was the one on my pocket, you wouldn't notice. But on the collar, it's different. It's easy to see that it's missing from there.
Why don't you take one off your sleeve and use that? Here, you'll need some scissors. Be careful you don't cut the material.
OK. Will you sew it on for me?
Do it yourself. It's easy.
Now listen again.
I've lost a button on my favourite shirt. I could see that it was loose when I put it on last night. If it was the one on my pocket, you wouldn't notice. But on the collar, it's different. It's easy to see that it's missing from there.
Why don't you take one off your sleeve and use that? Here, you'll need some scissors. Be careful you don't cut the material.
OK. Will you sew it on for me?
Do it yourself. It's easy.
Seven. What will the man do first?
Before we start painting, I'll wash the kitchen floor because it's really dirty.
It'll be easier if you sweep it before you do that, Nick. I'll carry on cleaning the windows.
OK. And then we can start painting the walls.
Now listen again.
Before we start painting, I'll wash the kitchen floor because it's really dirty.
It'll be easier if you sweep it before you do that, Nick. I'll carry on cleaning the windows.
OK. And then we can start painting the walls.